Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the finals of the 2017 NAQT Middle School National Championship Tournament. Please welcome the teams in this match. First, on my right, from St. Paul, Minnesota, Mounds Park Academy. As announced by head coach Wade Peterson, substitute Peter Manolis, Simon Harms, Hannah Miller, Isaac Dye, and Ryan Ghosh. And on my left, from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, Aptakissick Middle School. As announced by head coach Barry Love, Ram Potham, Daniel Ding, Arjun Nagasaran, and David Lee. This is a two-game advantaged final in which the advantage is held by Aptakissick. If they win in this match, they are the overall champion. If Mounds Park wins, there will be a one-game championship match immediately following this game. The officials for this contest. The third official is Dr. Jason Thompson. The scorekeeper, NAQT member, Mr. Dwight Kidder. And today's moderator, NAQT member, Mr. Jonah Greenfall.
Nine minutes on the clock. Here's toss-up one. At this battle, Colonel Johann Rahl was mortally wounded. This battle was fought on the day after Christmas, after the Continental Army crossed the Delaware River. Yes?
Trenton.
For 10. Kress and Kirk are islands controlled by this country, whose flag features a red and white checkered shield, for 10 points each. Name this Croatia. Balkan country, whose capital is Zagreb.
Croatia.
Yes, Croatia has a long coastline along this branch of the Mediterranean Sea. Venice is on a lagoon of this sea.
Adriatic.
Yes. Most of Croatia's northern border is with this country, whose capital is Ljubljana. The Italian port of Trieste borders this country.
Slovenia.
That's all 30. Toss up two. A namesake inducible operon that was discovered in E. coli regulates the breakdown of this carbohydrate. As people age, they may lose the ability to break down this compound into glucose and galactose.
Yes. Sugar.
Prompt.
Natural
Time.
Sugar.
Many people are intolerant of, for 10 points, what dairy sugar? Yes.
Lactose.
That's 10. Public health officials in this state claim that a May 2017 disease outbreak happened because Somali immigrants were targeted with misinformation. For 10 points each, name this Midwestern state that leads the U.S. in Somali population. It also leads the U.S. in people of Scandinavian heritage.
Minnesota?
It is. The Minnesota Department of Health has confirmed at least 48 cases of this disease, the first M in the name of the MMR vaccine. Answer, please.
Measles.
Yes. The mistaken belief that this disorder is caused by vaccines dates to a long-since-retracted 1998 paper by Andrew Wakefield.
Autism?
Yes, that's all 30. Toss-up 3. A set of these items is auctioned off at the end of the crying of Lot 49. Yes.
Stamps?
For 15.
Nice.
Pencil and paper ready. For 10 points each, answer these questions about equilateral triangles. What is the measure of each internal angle of an equilateral triangle?
60 degrees.
Yes. What is the height of an equilateral triangle whose sides each have a length of 2? You have 10 seconds.
2 root 3. Yeah. 2 root 3.
It's just root 3. Which platonic solid has 20 faces, each of which is an equilateral triangle?
Not tetrahedron. It's
dodecahedron.
An icosahedron. That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up 4. This musical features several songs written by Labo M, including one titled Grasslands Chant. Yes.
Shoot. Rent?
No, sorry. Minus 5. Including one titled Grasslands Chant. Life-size puppets are used to portray several animals in this musical, including all of the hyenas. For 10 points, name this long-running Broadway musical about the life of Simba. Yeah.
Lion King?
For 10. 10 points each, answer the following about the American poet Wallace Stevens. Stevens wrote a poem titled For an Anecdote of One of These Household Objects. Sylvia Plath's only novel is titled For a Bell, One of Them.
Jar.
Yes, another of Stevens' poems is titled For This Number of Ways of Looking at a Blackbird, which is also the number of reasons for Hannah Baker's suicide in a Jay Asher book.
13.
Yes, this poem by Stevens, which is partly titled For a Cold Dessert, begins with the line, Call the Roller of Big Cigars.
Ice cream.
It's called the Emperor of Ice Cream. That's 20 on the bonus. Toss up 5. This state's Valley of the Gods lies in Bears Ears National Monument, which was established in 2016. Mount Nebo is the highest peak in this state's Wasatch Range, which is east of the Bonneville Salt Flats. Yes.
Utah.
For 10. This man wrote the 1786 Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom for 10 points each. Name this third U.S. president.
Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, Jefferson designed this plantation house that sits on a hilltop near Charlottesville, Virginia.
Monticello.
Yes, historian Annette Gordon Reed wrote a 1997 book about the controversy about Jefferson and this slave, whom historians agree was the mother of 6 of Jefferson's children.
It's not Titchabod. That's...
No,
answer, please.
Eloise or Priscilla.
Time, it's Sally Hemings. That's 20 on the bonus. Toss up 6. In the 1890s, Otto Wagner designed a rail network for this city that included a station for the Imperial Palace at Schönbrunn.
Yes. Vienna.
I'm sorry?
Vienna.
Yes, for 15. The Mason-Dixon line was created to solve a border dispute between Pennsylvania, Delaware, and this state for 10 points each. Name the state that donated land to form Washington, D.C., as did its southern neighbor, Virginia.
Maryland.
Yes, the Potomac River flows into this bay, whose northern portion is in Maryland and whose southern portion is in Virginia.
Chesapeake.
Yes, this other river flows through Richmond, Virginia, before emptying into the Chesapeake Bay. Answer, please.
Passaic.
The James River, 20 on the bonus. Toss up 7. This political party founded a military wing known as the Spear of the Nation. Yes?
The African National Congress.
For 15. Good buzz. This illness involves the death of neurons in the substantia nigra. For 10 points each, name this neurodegenerative disease, whose main symptoms include slowed movement and tremors.
Parkinson's.
Yes. Parkinson's disease results from a shortage of this neurotransmitter that plays a key role in the reward pathways of the brain.
Dopamine.
Yes. Symptoms similar to those of Parkinson's are seen in Wilson's disease, in which excess amounts of this metal are deposited in the movement centers of the brain. It is used to plate the surfaces of pennies.
Copper?
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 8. The successor of this object was designed to carry a dog called... The successor of this object was designed to carry a dog called Laika. The national...
Sputnik.
Yes.
Sputnik?
I'm sorry?
Sputnik?
For 15.
Nice.
Good buzz. This French band sang Our Work Is Never Over in the 2001 single Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger for 10 points each. Name this duo whose members wear face-concealing masks.
Daft Punk.
Yes. Daft Punk collaborated with this artist on the 2016 songs I Feel It Coming and Starboy.
Bruno Mars.
The Weeknd. This a cappella group won a 2015 Grammy for a medley inspired by the music of Daft Punk. In April 2017, this quintet released a cover of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Pentatonix.
That's 20 on the bonus. Toss up 9. In a novella by this author, the title New Yorker is seduced by a bartender named Pete and becomes a girl of the streets. This author of Maggie also wrote about a head injury that Henry Fleming suffers.
Yes. Crane.
Yes, for 10. 10 points each. Identify these historical world leaders with alliterative names. This 30th president of the U.S. was praised for his response to the 1919 Boston police strike as governor of Massachusetts.
Calvin Coolidge.
Yes. This knight led the fight for Scottish independence in the late 13th century before being defeated at the Battle of Falkirk.
William Wallace.
Yes. This first woman to lead a majority Muslim country was assassinated on a campaign bus in Pakistan in 2007.
Benazir Bhutto.
That's all 30. Toss up 10. This country was once known as Serendip, the origin of the word serendipity. The Sinhalese people are native... Yes.
Sri Lanka.
Yes, that's 15. For 10 points each, answer the following about active astronomy. Quasars are examples of active nuclei in these large collections of stars. Types of these systems include elliptical and irregular.
Galaxies.
Galaxy.
Yes, active optics is used to maintain the optimal shape for the mirrors in these devices used to observe distant objects.
Telescope.
Yes. Active regions on the sun sometimes erupt, producing these sudden increases in brightness. They are sometimes accompanied by ejected plasma that causes a geomagnetic storm.
Solar flares.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 11, pencil and paper ready. Rita needs to know the final post-tax cost of an $80 sweater that was both discounted by 30% and sold in a state with a 10% sales tax. By first computing the discount price and then adding 10%, she computes for 10, yes.
$61.50.
Sorry, minus 5. She computes for 10 points. What final cost? Yes.
$61.60.
That's right, for 10.
Nice job.
The first person to star in this one-act opera, Marie Wittig, refused to perform its climactic scene for 10 points each. Name this opera whose title character performs the Dance of the Seven Veils for King Herod. It is based on Oscar Wilde's retelling of a biblical story.
Salome.
Yes, this German composer wrote Salome, as well as the opera Der Rosenkavalier and the tone poem, also Sprach Zarathustra.
Schiller.
Okay. Yeah, go. Strauss.
Yes. In return for performing the Dance of the Seven Veils, Salome asks Herod for the head of this Christian prophet delivered on a silver platter.
John the Baptist.
Yes, that is all 30. Toss-up 12. In 1934, this leader signed the surname law and took for himself... Yes.
Ataturk.
For 15. Residents of this special collectivity are scheduled to vote on an independence referendum no later than November 2018 for 10 points each. Name this French territory in Melanesia, whose capital is Noumea.
French Polynesia.
No, it's New Caledonia. New Caledonia's economy has long relied on the mining of this transition metal. A compound containing this metal is paired with cadmium in NiCad batteries.
Lithium.
Nickel. A 2015 documentary asserted that as much as 10% of the population of New Caledonia is descended from Arab and Berber prisoners brought to the island from this former French colony between Tunisia and Morocco on the coast of North Africa.
Algeria.
10 on the bonus, toss up to 13. This man recalled the coarser pleasures of boyish days in a poem about a trip. This man recalled the coarser pleasures of boyish days in a poem about a trip to the River Wye. In 1798, the same year this man wrote Tintern Abbey, he co-authored, yes?
Wordsworth.
That's 15.
Good job.
According to Captain Arthur Hastings, this man is inordinately proud of his luxuriant mustache for 10 points each. Name this Belgian detective who first appeared in a 1920 novel titled The Mysterious Affair at Styles.
Poirot.
Yes, Poirot was created by this author of The Mousetrap, a play that has been running in London since 1952.
Agatha Christie.
Yes, Poirot investigates the killing of a traveler known as Samuel Ratchet in this Christie novel set aboard a train.
Defer to Hammer.
Murder on the Orient Express.
That's all 30, and we're at the halftime. Score, Mounds Park, 340. Aptekissick, 110. Aptekissick, ready?
Yes.
Mounds Park, ready?
Yes.
Jason and Dwight, ready? All right. 9 minutes on the clock. We're on toss-up 14. A university in this city's suburb of Paradise has a mascot, yes?
Las Vegas.
For 15. FELTs betrayed the losing side at this battle for 10 points each. Name this 480 BC battle where a small force of Spartans fought the massive army of Xerxes I at the Hot Gates.
Thermopylae.
Yes. Xerxes was a ruler of this empire. An earlier invasion of Greece by this empire was halted at the Battle of Marathon.
Persia.
Yes. According to Herodotus, the Greek fleet that defeated the Persians at Salamis included 300 of these warships, whose name refers to their three banks of oars.
Triremes.
That's all 30. Toss up 15. This man wrote a dissent arguing that the driver, Alphonse Madden, could legally be fired for abandoning a trailer in the... Yes.
Gorsuch.
For 15. This astrophysicist discusses the Copernican Revolution in the 2016 film Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, for 10 points each. Name this longtime director of New York City's Hayden Planetarium. Answer, please.
Tyson?
Yes. Tyson led an effort to reclassify this Kuiper Belt object as a dwarf planet. Charon is one of this object's moons.
Pluto.
Yes. Tyson voiced this pig on the TV show Gravity Falls. This pig's original name of 15 Poundy helps Mabel win him in a weight guessing contest. Answer, please.
Wilbur.
Waddles, that's 20 on the bonus. Toss up 16. In the Solvay process, this compound reacts with calcium carbonate to form soda ash. Commercial preparations typically fortify this compound with iodine. A solution, yes.
Salt.
Yes, for 10. Apollonius of Perga wrote a book about the shapes that result from intersecting a plane with this 3D shape for 10 points each. Name the shape with a circular base that is connected to a point called an apex or vertex.
Cone.
Yes, if a plane intersects a cone and neither touches the base nor is parallel to the base, this oval-like shape results.
Ellipse.
Yes, this term refers to the distance from a point on the edge of the circle's base to the apex.
Slantite.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 17. The site upon which this city was founded was determined by an augury contest. Yes.
Rome.
For 15.
Nice.
For 10 points each, answer the following about fictional cities created by American authors. The town of Arkham often appears in works by this author who created the tentacled evil deity Cthulhu.
Lovecraft.
Yes, the main communities of Derry and Castle Rock were created by this horror author of It and Cujo.
King.
Okay, yes. Dorothy takes the yellow brick road to this glittering metropolis in L. Frank Baum's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Emerald City.
Yep, that's all 30. Toss up 18. The conquest of this province culminated in 52 BC in the Battle of Alesia. Yes.
Gaul.
Yes, for 15. This woman refused to heed an order given by James F. Blake in 1955 for 10 points each. Mm. Name this African-American woman who refused to give up her seat on a segregated bus.
Different rhyme.
Rosa Parks.
Yes. Parks' act of civil disobedience occurred in this Alabama city, kicking off a year-long bus boycott.
Montgomery.
Yes. Parks was chosen to initiate the boycott by Edgar Nixon, the president of the local chapter of this civil rights organization.
NAACP.
That's all 30. Toss-up 19. This property works for division if addition is in the dividend but not the divisor. FOIL is equivalent to this property three times. Yes.
Distributive.
For 15. This waterfall is named after an American aviator who publicized it in 1933. For 10 points each, name this tallest uninterrupted waterfall in the world, located in eastern Venezuela.
Angel Falls.
Yes, Walter Raleigh may have encountered Angel Falls in the late 16th century during an expedition to find this mythical city of gold.
El Dorado.
Yes, the Latvian explorer Alexander Laim cleared a trail from Angel Falls to the Churun River, which drains into the basin of this river that mostly flows through Venezuela.
Orinoco?
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 20. This character teaches his mina bird, Uncle Feather, to say yes.
Fudge.
Yes, for 15. This biological phenomenon is often discussed in relation to human sleep cycles. For 10 points each, name these rhythms that center biological processes around a 24-hour cycle.
Circadian rhythm.
Yes. Disruption of circadian rhythms has been linked to this condition of excess body fat with a body mass index over 30. Many experts say that the U.S. is experiencing an epidemic of this condition.
Obesity?
Yes. Circadian rhythms are reinforced in animals by the pineal gland, which secretes this sleep-regulating hormone. Answer, please. It's melatonin. That's 20 on the bonus. Toss up 21. A fossil found near Lake Turkana is a young member of this genus and the species Ergaster. Fossils named after the island of Java and the city of Peking. Yes.
Homo sapiens.
Yes, that's 10. The provisional branch of this organization broke away in 1969 for 10 points each. Name this nationalist militant group known for carrying out ambushes against units of the British Army.
IRA.
Yes. The IRA advocates the reunification of this historic province of Ireland. Today, three of its nine counties are in the Irish Republic and six are in Northern Ireland.
Ulster.
Yes. The IRA disarmed under the terms of a 1998 peace agreement named for this Christian holiday that commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus.
Yeah, Easter.
No.
That's
no.
Good Friday.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 22. The fourth generation of these devices can be molten salt or lead cooled. Neutron absorbers like boron are used as control rods to change these. Yes.
Nuclear reactors.
Yes, for 15. Serena Williams used this service to reveal her pregnancy with a picture captioned 20 weeks. For 10 points each, name this app that allows users to share disappearing photographs. Its parent company issued a March 2017 IPO that raised over $3 billion.
Snapchat?
Yes. This supernatural being is the mascot of Snapchat. Its name was inspired by the stage name of the Wu-Tang Clan member Dennis Coles.
Ghost?
Answer, please.
Ghost?
Prompt.
Casper the Friendly Ghost?
No, it is Ghostface Chilla. A direct competitor to Snapchat is Instagram, which was acquired by this tech giant in 2012.
Facebook?
Yep, 20 on the bonus. Toss up 23. In 2015, an offensive was started against this group in the Sambisa Forest. This, yes.
Boko Haram.
Yes, for 15. Good buzz. Shannon is the only member of this group who is not a student at Stony Brook Middle School, for 10 points each. A series of books that includes Boy Crazy Stacy and Dawn on the Coast is named after what group, which formed as a result of Christie's great idea?
Babysitter's Club.
Yes. The first novels in the Babysitter's Club series were written by this author. Later ghostwritten entries were also credited to this woman.
Sue Grafton? I don't know if you're about ABC
stuff. Ayn Rand.
It is Anne M. Martin. The Babysitter's Club was published by this company, whose mascot is Clifford the Big Red Dog. In the U.S., this company published the Harry Potter series under its Arthur A. Levine imprint.
Scholastic.
Yep, 20 on the bonus. Here's the last toss-up. This man appointed Benjamin Cardozo to the Supreme Court to replace Oliver Wendell Holmes. The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act was passed. Yes.
Hoover?
Yes, for 15. This rock's low-quality brown variety, lignite, is mostly used as fuel for power plants, for 10 points each. Name this combustible sedimentary rock primarily made of carbon.
Coal?
Yes. Lignite can be polished into this black, semi-precious stone. In Les Miserables, Jean Valjean runs a factory that manufactures this gemstone. Answer, please.
Diamond? Diamond?
No, it's called jet. This element is an impurity in coal that is monitored during coal burning because when it enters the atmosphere, it can form acid rain.
Sulfur.
Yes, that's 20 on the bonus and the end of the game. Congratulations to both teams. Mounds Park 565, Aptekissick 335 is the final score. We will play one more winner take all game.